Good evening, everyone. It's lovely to welcome you to our Songs of Praise this evening, and a warm welcome to those who are sharing with us on the black boxes. This evening, it's been a free-for-all, is what we called it. I don't mean that we're going to have a bung fight together or anything, but that we didn't have a specific theme, and therefore people were able to choose readings and songs specific to them and what was special for them. So we've got a bit of a mixed bag this evening, and we are open as we gather together for a call to worship. Where shattered hearts are made whole, where wounded souls are healed, where life is stronger than death, there the stone has been rolled away. Where the lonely become our friends, where a stranger is welcomed home, where hope is stronger than despair, there we find Jesus walking. Where closed wallets are opened, where the anxious find serenity, where love is stronger than hate, there Jesus is opening our eyes. The stone has been rolled away. Jesus is our companion on the journey. Our eyes are open to the needs of others. Hallelujah, Christ is risen. Hallelujah, Christ is with us. And that call to worship reminds us that we are indeed still in the Easter season. And Easter actually goes right through the Easter season until we get to Ascension Day in May. It's a time for us to celebrate the risen Lord's presence with us day by day. He's with us all the time, of course, not just in that season, but that season allows us that specific time to remember those post-risen viewings that we had of Jesus. And so our opening hymn this evening is An Easter Hallelujah.
A crown of thorns placed on his head. He knew that he would soon be dead. He said, "Did you forget me, Father? Did you?" They nailed him to a wooden cross. Soon all the world would feel the loss of Christ the King. Prepared to die, then lifted his face up to the sky, said, "I am coming home now, Father, to you." A reed which held his final sip was gently lifted to his lips. He drank his last and gave. Used a sword to pierce the body of our Lord, said, "Truly, this was Jesus Christ, our Savior." He looked with fear upon his sword, then turned to face his Christ and Lord. Yeah. took from his head the thorny crown and wrapped him in a linen gown, then laid him down to rest inside the tomb. The holes in his hands, his feet inside. Now in our hearts we know he died to save us from ourselves. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Days went by, again they came to move the stone, to bless the slain with oil and spice, anointing, hallelujah. But as they went to move the stone, they saw that they were not alone, for Jesus Christ has risen.
And Catherine, this was your choice. Would you like to share with us your choice, please?
Well, I love this song at Christmas anyway, but I heard it and I've just Googled it now, and these two girls from Fort Francis, it must be in America, well, the grandma had COVID, so that's what they've wrote it for. They've rewrote it for the grandma, and it was just a present that for the grandma, and it's gone viral now, so
right, yeah.
So I thought it was really nice.
Yeah, so thank you for sharing that with us. It kind of brings it all back into our mind, doesn't it? Because it's easy, I think, for us to think, oh well, Easter's done now, let's move on to the next thing. But to be reminded of that and to live in it, so that's really good. So yeah. Thanks for choosing that. And we're going to ask Jean now to lead us in prayer, please.
Loving Lord Jesus Christ, we thank you. You are risen. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord, that you take control of our lives and of your world. This week in our fellowship, Lord, we have been made giving prayers to you to renew your church at Roman Road, and to fulfill your purposes in our generation, as we remember from your wonderful prayer, your kingdom come, your will be done. Through this, dear Lord, we ask for mercy and forgiveness for times when all of us have got it wrong. You see, Jesus, we're always in a hurry to get things done in our life. And maybe we need to learn to surrender the whole life to you. May our prayers be a relinquishment, reminding us that sometimes we demand of God instead of surrendering the problem and letting God deal with it. Thank you, Lord, that because of you, we trust you with our families, our beloved ones, maybe those who are not with us just now. but they're in our hearts. Your wonderful King David learned the art of surrender and relinquishment. In his psalm, he said, "Commit your way to the Lord, trust in him, and he, our Heavenly Father, will help us do this in his work here on earth. We can't, Lord, but you can. God bless us, Lord, every one of us. Amen."
Thank you, Jean. Now then, John, would you like to share with us your choice? I know you've got a reading for us as well this evening, haven't you?
Yes. It's a long while ago, many years ago, I've always had this calling to be a light. I mean, even when I was at school, my infant school, somebody might know Miss Williams, and she used to go to Macedonia years ago. And I went into religion, but she sang a song, "Jesus Bids Us Shine Like a Pure, Clear Light." And I've always had that in my mind. And then when I was at Roman Road, I don't know if you remember Clifford, he wanted to pray with me, and he laid hands on me, and he was praying with me. I just saw this vision of people near the old Co-op shopping giant who was all kicking rubbish about. And they're all in darkness. And then as I looked up in the corner, there was a bright figure. It looked like Jesus in the doorway, shining the light. And ever since that, I've been thinking of people in darkness. And we started the lighthouse. We've done the safe harbour. And I think fusion has something to do with the sun and light. And now Jacob's interested in doing fusion. And it's all about light. And I just wanted to sing that song, "Beauty for Brokenness," because just quickly from Isaiah. "I will tell you the kind of special day I want, a day to make people free, a day that you take the burdens off people. I want a day when you make the troubled people free. I want a day when you take the burdens from their shoulders. I want to share your food with the hungry people. I want you to share your food with hungry people. I want you to find poor people that don't have homes, and I want you to bring them into your own homes. When you see a man that has no clothes, give him your clothes. Don't hide from helping people. They're just like you. If you do these things, your light will begin to shine like the light of dawn." And that's in this song, and it said, "Let your love change from a spark to a flame." And that's the song. And I was looking and I'm thinking of when we do this ACORN, you know, we do the ACORN, it's about helping there, isn't it? And I think, well, it was Elizabeth, I know it was Elizabeth, sent it this morning on your newsletter and saying that we need to pray for the Holy Spirit and unity and serve the local community. And I thought that was really nice what she said, and that's what we're here for. Everybody else might have a different calling, but I've always felt we need to be a light in a world that's getting darker at times. So that was the reason I chose that song, "Beauty for Brokenness." So we change our love from a spark to a flame. Thank you. All right.
Okay. Thank you very much, John. Thank you for sharing that. So that is indeed our next song, "Beauty for Brokenness."
Craftsmen trade for their skill. cities for sanctuary, freedoms to share, peace to the killing fields, scorched earth to green. Christ for the bitterness, his cross for the pain.
Still muted, Dorothy.
Thanks, Jen.
Okay.
The resurrection appearances often include references to ghosts and visions, something that the ancient world knew well. And much of the ancient literature includes tales of people being found alive after being thought to be dead, and spirits of the dead returning to help or talk or even haunt the living. When you think about it, there's a lot of similar writing and so forth on YouTube today as well. And it would have been easy for those first disciples to use such descriptions to explain their earlier experiences of the risen Christ, but they didn't, and that increases the power of their testimony to what did happen. But what we discover is this, that the disciples were confronted with a new form of reality of Jesus. Now, in a way, that might sound a bit new agey speak to us, but they were being presented with resurrection and something that they'd been totally unprepared for, even though Jesus had told them it was just outside of their comprehension. It was outside of their previous experience. This wasn't a mere resuscitation, and neither was it a near-death experience. It was a complete transformation of Christ's body so that it was now capable of inhabiting both our space and God's space, temporal and eternal at the same time. That had never happened before, and it required an enormous shifting in the thinking of the disciples. And what they were to discover in a few short weeks that was that this new being is for all Christians, both for the future and also now for power in the present. We can't describe what it will be like when we rise to be with Christ, but when Jesus is revealed, we shall be like him, and so will be changed into his likeness. That's in the future, but now, day by day in the present, Christians have available to them the power to be Christ-like in word and action, just as John was explaining earlier about being the light and being called from a young child, that aspect of being light and letting your light shine. And the way that we do things is shining the light of Christ, or allowing Christ to shine through us. N.T. Wright, in his 12 Months of Sundays, writes, "One of the greatest lies of our time is that abstaining from sin means failure to live a fully human life. Resurrection power comes to us, as it were, from our future, so that we can anticipate the truly human life in the here and now." And I believe there's an enormous shift necessary for Christians today in our thinking. God is doing a new thing among his people. And if we try to hold on to the old ways, then we'll be like Mary, who tried to cling on to Jesus. And he said, "You have to let go of me. I've not yet ascended to the Father." I don't pretend to know exactly what it is, but I do believe that we need to think about our worship and what it means to be in fellowship, true fellowship, with each other and also with God. The past 12 months have been a learning process of how we can be church in today's society and also remain in fellowship with one another. The truth, of course, is that Jesus, who was in the very process of all creation, came to earth to dwell with his creation, and now his spirit is freely available to all those who will trust in him and his redeeming work at Calvary, so that each will be prepared for God's purpose here on earth, which is to share the redeeming work of Christ with everyone. And so that leads us, I hope, neatly into what Helen is going to share with us. She's chosen our final song tonight. So Helen, would you like to share with us?
Okay. it was sometime last week, and I was listening to a little broadcast. I think it was from Ivy Church in South Manchester, and a few people were just saying in a few short sentences what Jesus meant to them, children and grown-ups. And afterwards I thought, if somebody just gave me a few seconds, or what would I say? And my first thought was the same as what lots of the other adults have said, that Jesus gave them a purpose, like a purpose for living. And for somebody such as me, who's been Christian quite a long time, it's hard to imagine life without Jesus. But I'm also kind of aware that a lot of people who don't know God, don't know Jesus in the way we do, can have a very strong sense of purpose, can be very driven, to do the right thing, or just be driven to make more money or get more famous, whatever. So and the next thing kind of that I thought was, all the different changes that happen in our lives, Jesus is the same. And that's when I just remembered that song, like yesterday, today, forever, Jesus is the same. It's one I remember, the chorus I remember from childhood. And I've not done as many interesting things as lots of people, but just the different places you've lived, different jobs you've done, stuff like that. Jesus has been the same, even though I think as we go on in faith, our kind of understanding changes, probably the way we pray and things like that changes, the way we might talk about Jesus to other people changes, but really, God's just been the same all the time. And then this morning, I was listening to something else, part of a Bible, it was Bible study, and the man happened to mention that before the funeral yesterday, there was an interview, or John Centenu, so I didn't see it myself, it was quoted this morning, John Centenu, who used to be Archbishop of York, was talking about some time when he'd been with the Duke of York, and the Duke had actually quoted from Psalm 92, and I think it must have been this verse here, verse 8. It says, "But thou, O Lord, art on high forever." So all these different things, what's going on in the world, it's in this psalm, it's mostly the bad things, but obviously it's good things as well. But all through it, God is on high. And apparently the Duke had said, so we have to keep trusting him. So that kind of all fits in. So it does, thank you. It does fit in with what you've just said. Thank you.
Thank you, Helen. So we're going to sing together, yesterday, today, forever, Jesus is the same.
Oh, how sweet the glorious message simple faith may claim. Yesterday, today, forever, Jesus is the same. Still he loves to save the sinful, heal the sick and lame. Cheer the mourner, calm the tempest, glory to his name. Yesterday, today, forever, Jesus is the same. All may change, but Jesus never, glory to his name. Glory to his name. Glory to his name. All may change, but Jesus never, glory to his name. He who pardoned daring Peter never needs the fear. He who came to faithless Thomas all thy doubts will clear. He who led the loved disciple on his bosom rest bids thee still with love as tender lean upon his breast. Yesterday, today, forever, Jesus is the same. All may change, but Jesus never, glory to his name. Glory to his name. Glory to his name. All may change, but Jesus never, glory to his name. As of old he walks Emmaus with them to abide, so through all life's way he walketh ever near our side. Soon again shall we behold him, nascent Lord the day, but will still be this same Jesus as he went away. Yesterday, today, forever, Jesus is the same. All may change, but Jesus never, glory to his name. Glory to his name. Glory to his name. All may change, but Jesus never, glory to his name.
I can assure you that tune will be going round in your mind for the next few days, because it has been mine. So thank you very much, Helen. Thank you for your choice, and thank you for everyone that's taken part tonight. We're going to close now with a benediction. If the God who raised Jesus from the dead is for us, who dare be against us? Step out into the world in humble confidence. There is nothing about to happen that God has not foreseen, and no situation where Christ will not be there ahead of us, preparing a place and an opportunity for us. thanks be to God. And may the peace of God, which goes beyond all understanding, keep our hearts and minds in the knowledge of God and of Jesus Christ, his Son. And may the blessing of God, all-loving Creator, Redeemer and Counselor, be with us and all whom we love, now and forevermore. Amen. So thank you all very much indeed for taking part tonight. Our next service will be on the 2nd of May, is it, Jen?
I was just looking, let me check.
I've not got my diary here with me.
Yes, the 2nd of May.
It's the 2nd of May, and that one will be a service. Because if you remember, we said we'd do a service and songs of praise alternating. Paul's going to be speaking at that one, and that one's on, is that one the health one? I've not brought my diary in tonight, normally have it.
Yeah, I think we'd agreed it was on health and wellbeing, wasn't it?
Health and healing.
Yeah.
So that's going to be our theme. It'll be on the 2nd of May, and Paul will be leading that.